how we can treat Mother Earth a little better than we have. You know, and I kind of alluded with Thomas King that the seeds are there because we've lived here longer before 1492, and we know where we came from. And so now we're asking you to sort of step out of your skin and say, well, maybe these natives have something, you know, and maybe we got to be humbled a little bit because, after all, it's all going to hit the fan one of these days. So let's start reading about these peoples. And watching documentaries and other media by Native peoples that are made by Native peoples for everybody. And this book was written by Thomas King, who is Cherokee. And he's written this book, The Inconvenient Indian, because his experience is as a Native person, as an Indian. The pledge line to call is 516-620-3602. For $100, this Inconvenient Indian is in-house. They sent it last week. So we are sitting here with these books, 13 of them. I'm going to leave one of these books here because I lost my luggage. I lost my luggage when I was coming back, and this book was in that luggage, but it showed up. So I had our producer, Liz Hill, sent them a request to get another one, and I got another one. So I'm sitting here with 12. Now I have 13. So I'm going to leave one of these books here, The Inconvenient Indian, A Curious Account of Native People in North America. So there's 13. So we want to give away these books for all this time as a volunteer of, and there's people here that have been here since 1960, I think, or even before that. I'm not Bob Fass. I think this year been here forever. That's a long time to be devoted to the truth. And that's the thing. Truth, once you hear it, you can't steer yourself away. You cannot turn away from it. I mean, we try. But truth is in that conscience. But it's even better when it's your consciousness. Because you always see it every place. And you want to know the history of a person, of an individual. And then you start understanding, okay, now we can do this. We have 8 left, folks. 8 of these books left. The Inconvenient Indian. We had 13. So that means there's 5 left. Oh, excuse me, 8 left. We have 5 given away, and we only have 27 minutes. So that's the time. You can jump on it right now by calling a number 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602, and offer your credit card or send in or even become a BAI buddy at this time during this slot from 9 to 11 this day, May 19th, Thursday, here on WBAI and First Voices Radio. Say, hey, I've been listening to Teoxin. It's the first time I've pledged, and now I want this book because I think this is that time. I'm ready for it. Maybe I wasn't ready before, but now I'm ready. And it's like we have to get off the addiction of America. Because has America been good? But has America been good for Native people? You think about that. You think about that. Even in the title, Ame, even in the title, Rica, Ame, Rica. I know you Spanish speakers out there, or Latin speakers, even that, before Spanish, Latin. Spanish comes from Latin. So when you look at the etymology of Ame, Rica, go do your research and find out what that means. And you'll find something similar to indigenous. Okay. All right, it's the irony of it. After all, we are still here, and it's a miracle. I'm paraphrasing Thomas King that we're still here. We're supposed to be gone. Why didn't we kill all of you off? I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad about Native people. I'm trying to lift you up. Look, those peoples out there, you have helped us stay here. To stay alive, that thought about us. You became human before American. You were born human before American. You were born human before you voted. You were born human before you learned a language. You were born human before you read and were educated in a Western context. You were born human. So were we. And I think that's why those peoples who support Native peoples today are still human. Somewhere there. regardless of their citizenship. You are born human like any other person in the world. You are born human, and I think that's part of the reason why WBAI, but also First Voices Radio, is still on the air, because I still want to come and do these radio programs wherever I am. I still want to do that because I'm always asking questions about where do you come from? What does your name mean? Who are you? I don't want to know what you are. I want to know who are you? Where is your family from? These are the things I ask. Did you do something to your people that did you do something to your people that can't be forgiven? And why are you speaking now? If that's the way. So when you think about that statement, did you do something to your people? I'm going back to referring to, did you do something to Mother Earth? Because Mother Earth is always going to step forward and say, well, you know, we have these Indians who are always defending Mother Earth. So when you say, did you do something to other people, to your family, to your people? I'm talking about the human beings. I'm talking about desecrating Mother Earth and the Indians who are trying to bring the awareness. And I think we have. And I think that's why we are still here at WBAI, First Voices Radio. We have 80 of these books left. The Inconvenient Indian by Thomas King. The first hour, 9 to 10, we interviewed Thomas King. So you can go back into the archives and listen to that. Maybe now, but later, but try to, let's get rid of these books first here. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. It's summertime. It's springtime. It's summertime. Now it's the time to get this and take it to wherever you want to. This particular book in my hand has gone several places with me, because I wanted to read it and reread it and reread it again. And that's what I have, because I'm like, what does that mean? So I went and looked and found there's stories in it. There's facts in it. There's humor. There's tragedy. There's a resistance and the complexities of resistance and reinventing Native people, tackling tough issues like you hear in New York do this. So why not include the Native people? Inconvenient Indian Inclusion. The Inconvenient Indian Inclusion. And as we were talking, Thomas King, you know, people ask me, how do you survive here in New York City? And I said, I look below the concrete. I look underneath the concrete. And I'm at home. I'm at home. Everybody else seems to be tourists going somewhere, coming from somewhere, but here. So that's what I can use. That's what I tell myself when I see someone who asks me, how do you survive in New York City? But I don't really tell them that. I just say, what helps me here is even anywhere I go, I look underneath the concrete, because that says something to me. Mother Earth is speaking to me and saying, no, it's going to be okay. You just got to keep educating. You got to keep doing what you do, because the message is not about you, Teokasin. The message is bigger than you, and I know that. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. $100, $100, The Inconvenient Indian, A Curious Account of Native People in North America by Thomas King, who is the author of this book. He is an award-winning novelist, a short story writer, script writer, a photographer. He's trying music, he said. And that's pretty cool. He's going to write a musical. His books include Medicine River, Truth in Bright Water, The Truth About Stories, One Good Story, That One, A Short History of Indians in Canada. And he is the author of several picture books by children, the editor of All My Relations, an anthology of contemporary Native fiction, and co-editing many other books. And he also was part of the CBC radio series, The Dead Dog Cafe Hour. Quite the name. And he is a professor of English at the University of Guelph. Guelph, spelled G-U-E-L-P-H, Guelph, where he taught Native literature and creative writing. He, like he said, he's retired now and still has that humor. and he's been an activist. He's been a protester. He's been a campaigner. He's been an organizer. And he's been all these things that everybody else wanted him to be, and he wanted to be, or thought he wanted to be. Now he knows what he wants to be. And finding that experience as a Native person in North America, the book, it's a cover. If you go to the WBAI.org website, you can see it on the front, the cover of it. It's this giant steamliner. I would say it's a Titanic, and that's what I'd like to know. See it as the Titanic. And this Native person in a headdress on the shore, looking over the waves, seeing the Titanic come. So this is, you know, what this is saying to me is like, where's this Titanic going? What did the Titanic do? This is the American, the Western way is to bring this big old touristy Titanic ship boat around and say it's unsinkable. But if you look at the political nature, the climate nature of what's going on now, and that Native person is still here. We are still here. I don't think anybody else. I don't think Native people. And a friend of mine, wow, he's another long-time friend, and I'm not trying to name drop, and he said, we grew up together, we went to school together, but he said this, that Native people, or he has a job. He, in particular, has a job that he cannot be fired from, but he's never been paid money for. He has a job that he cannot be fired from, but that he's never been paid money for. And that is a job as a Native person working for Mother Earth. That's a job that is full of responsibility, and it gives full right to Mother Earth to appreciate her, to nourish her, to take care of all life, not just the humans. Not just the red man, the black man, the yellow man, or the white man. It's about the other life forms that we have among us. And that's what the job he has. And you now think about that. That's what Native peoples who are aware. If you look into the deeper corners of the newspaper on the 10th, 12th, 13th, the last page, Native people are always in front, stopping the corporations around the world from destroying Mother Earth. Now, you are going to get it. Now, I was reading a piece the other day, Michael, about they have now reported that all continents in the world, there are the majority of indigenous, majority of any peoples standing up in resistance for Mother Earth are indigenous peoples. Across the continents, Native peoples are the majority of peoples standing up in defense of against the destruction of Mother Earth. Now think about that. And we're only barely 1% of the whole population of the world. Now think about that. Man, think about that strength it takes for those peoples to stand up, to stop pipelines, to stop the pollution, the ongoing onslaught, the war against Earth. And the inconvenient even talks a little bit about that resistance and tells and shows you how they are doing it, these Native peoples in Canada, in the United States, around the world. So we're asking you, I'm asking you at 10:34 here on WBAI to pledge $100 to get this book. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Call right now because we have a few minutes left.
We have a few minutes left, and we don't have a lot of books left. Chokesin, we're almost out of books. Ooh. We have three books left. So I'm telling you now, three books left. If you've been listening to Chokesin ask for your support thus far, you haven't made that pledge yet, you know, he said, now I'm ready. You might be ready, but if you want this book, you better call in right now. We've given you the number 516-620-3602. The message is bigger than you. It's bigger than me. Having the access to be able to, as I've always been saying here on the morning show, when I'm on the morning show, to tell our stories. To tell our stories. We know so much of American history, but we don't know about the native population. We were talking about, I was mentioning before, what Thomas King was talking about the treaties. And if there was a way that the U.S. could get out of the treaties, it would do it in a heartbeat. Remember when we were young and we were growing up and we would see these Hollywood adaptations and depictions about the native populations and their interactions with the settlers or cowboys or with the soldiers. The treaty was paramount. Every time we would see the treaty and we would honor, and the treaty was honored, the treaty was honored. Well, what is happening now? The treaty was violated and has been violated so many times. You can hear these stories told on this program, First Voices Radio. Call up now. Three books left. 516-620-3602. But Tokusin, after the books are gone, people can still make contributions. We'll let you know when the books have been exhausted, but you can still call up and make a contribution in support of the work that Tokusin has done, that this program has provided the education for us all. 516-620-3602. Now two left. 516-620-3602.
Have two left, folks. That's $100 for each book. That's $200. Get both of them. You know, you guys have, you know, spring giveaways, giveaways, giveaway. Get two, give one away, because you'll enjoy the read and then read it and give yours away. That's how we do it here. You know, and then think about the long as the grass is green. And, you know, before Roundup gets to it.
Yes, yeah.
Around, you know, when I was thinking about my own people, the Lakota, or the Sioux people call us, refused to sign this new treaty way back when because we wanted the whites out of the Black Hills. They wanted to destroy our forests and rivers. The rivers actually stopped because they were, I know, rivers stopped because the people came and the rivers stopped. Now think about this. They wanted to destroy the forests so the rivers, understanding the destruction to come, stopped. Not because they dried up, they just stopped running. And think about the Black Hills in the South Dakota, which are 7,000 feet up, folks. Wow. That they wanted to sign for 125 miles by 90 miles wide, this mountain range for $25,000 back then. And the Lakota, we refused to sign that treaty. We refused to sign it. And you know, what we're talking about is now it came to the six grandfathers, which we call Mother Earth, right? In the Black Hills, that became Mount Rushmore after it was renamed for a New York lawyer in 1885. Mount Rushmore was named after a New York lawyer. And from 1927 to 1941, the American sculptor Gutzon Borglum chiseled and hacked and blasted the rock face until the granite looked remarkably like the faces of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Theodore Roosevelt, and Abraham Lincoln. And for us, the Lakota, that mountain is still sacred. It must have been pleased, the United States is still pleased with Mount Rushmore. They refer to it all the time, like it's always been there. But you should see the beauty of the mountain that they destroyed to put up four white men, Mount Rushmore. George Washington said he wanted to destroy all the Indians. George Washington. The next one, Thomas Jefferson, says kill them, terminate them from the face of the earth. But then you have somebody named Abraham Lincoln, who basically, during the same day, signed the Emancipation Proclamation to free the slaves. He also, what he did was also he signed an act to hang 38 Dakota men in one day. And so he did this. And the next thing you know, that's what happened. And the next guy, Teddy Roosevelt, he took all the national parks. He took over, at that time, 52 million acres from Native people to turn them into national parks. So you have today's national parks that you go to, and they have been taken away from Native people. Native people were chased off or killed so that America, you can enjoy a national park today. Yes, that's what it is. You'll find more of this information in this book, The Inconvenient Indian. And I know a few minutes ago we had two left. We probably don't have any more. I'm not going to say that, but until Michael verifies that, we do have 20 minutes left here on WBAI. And you can actually go forward and look into it. And there's a possibility that WBAI could, you know, get some more, acquire more. I don't know, but we could continue to try. I mean, if you would want, please remember to know that this book is this is why you have good producers. They give you reminders to mention the University of Press.
Liz is amazing. I mean, I have to meet Elizabeth Hill. She is absolutely fantastic. We know each other just by emails and by virtue of working with you, but Liz is really fantastic. Very, very fortunate to have someone like Liz Hill, a wonderful producer.
Yeah, my computer has stopped working a little bit there, but I didn't have the info about the song we played earlier. The song title says, I See Forever from the CD for the Ages to Come. It came out this year under Akashic record labels, which is a Sanskrit word meaning sky, space, or ether. And it's about mystic knowledge. So that's Ebbet Lundberg and the Indigo Children. So that was about the CD that song we played earlier. And remember to mention, she says, and this is good, University of Minnesota Press came out with this and sent us 12 copies. And then I added one more which was later sent to me. So thank you. And we have, this is how a WBAI radio station should be. People in the station, moving around, making it actively. It should be like this because it's community.
It is community. You got people just coming into the station, and just as soon as we get things a little bit more organized and our infrastructure built out a little bit, we can have the gatherings that we used to have and the volunteers and the people coming to, what is this radio station, WBA? Do you think we're going anywhere? Yes, there's a struggle. Yes, there is a struggle, but we're part of that struggle. That's you sitting out there listening right now. Now, Teokasin, myself, and all the voices that you hear, 516-620-3602. I think I have, Teokasin has one more copy left, as you said. We'll try to get you some additional copies, but we know we did, Teokasin did have the commitment for 13 copies. 13 copies are here in the studios with him right now. 516-620-3602. The Inconvenient Indian by Thomas King.
Michael G., there are other ways that we can actually give to WBAI too. And if you go to the website, WBAI.org, you can find these other suggestions, I would say, to go and find those. I know you know these by heart.
Oh, yeah. The site, our dedicated site for all manner of thank you gifts, because folks, that's what these things are. That's what the Inconvenient Indian is. It's a thank you gift to you for supporting First Voices Radio. Again, the most important thing is to have the station here so that we can hear Teokasin and hear his guests and hear the interaction and exchange so that we can all learn, all of us together. The website, the dedicated website, is give WBAI.org, G-I-V-E, number 2, WBAI.org. And, you know, if you're not able to give that $100 to us at this particular time, you can pledge at any moment, but you can pledge a $50 contribution. You can make a $50 contribution. You can become a WBAI buddy, a sustaining member. That's what that is. A buddy is a sustaining member to WBAI. For as little as $10 a month, you can become that sustaining member. Help us lessen the amount of fundraising days we have to spend taking away from programming and doing this money. Raising this money, it's listener supported. It's commercially free. That's why Teokasin can have, and other producers, all of us, can have the free ranging discussion we have with our guests. This morning I was speaking with, and Chiokasin mentioned when he came in, I was talking to Pulitzer Prize winner Les Payne, talking about his new book. It's coming out soon, a biography on Malcolm X, which we are commemorating and celebrating this 19th day of May in 2016. It would have been his 91st birthday. We're able to do that because we're commercially free. Come on now, folks. Final time, or not final time, but once again, 516-620-3602, The Inconvenient Indian by Thomas King. $100 pledge.
That's right. The Inconvenient Indian offered to you now for $100. Sorry about that cough. A Curious Account of Native People in North America. Thomas King, the author of The Inconvenient Indian, has gracefully sent us from the University of Minnesota Press this book called The Inconvenient Indian. We're offering it to you for $100 to keep us on the air, First Voices Radio. And it is about a knowingly, darkly, funny, unabashedly opinionated and utterly unconventional account of Indian-white relations in North America since initial contact, and freely ranging across centuries and the Canadian-U.S. border, and debunking stories of Indian savagery and white heroism, and takes on a bleak look and a bleak look at Indians and cowboys in film and popular culture, wrestles with the history of Native American resistance and its own experiences, and as a Native rights activist, and articulates a profound revolutionary understanding of the cumulative effects of ever-shifting laws and treaties on Native peoples and lands. And he does it with wit, anger, yes, anger, perception, and wisdom, and is at once engaging and devastating subversion of history, brilliantly distilling what it means to be Indian in North America. What does it mean to be Indian in North America? And it's critical and a personal meditation that sees Native American history not as a straight line, but rather a circle in which the same absurd, tragic dynamics are played out over and over again. And at the heart of this, of the dysfunctional relationship between Indians and whites and any other Americans that continue to understand that Native people, where are they? Well, we're here. So it's just not between Indians and whites, and that's my addition. It's between other folks who are here, of other colors that understand the same way the whites do. King writes, the issue has always been land. And with that insight, the history inflicted on indigenous peoples of North America, broken treaties, forced removals, genocidal violence, and racist stereotypes sharpens into focus both timeless and timely. So this is the $100 book that we are offering you with your pledge by calling the number 516-620-3602. Yes, you driving on the Taconic. Yes, you driving down on the Sawmill, Cross River Parkway, on the Bruckner Freeway, on the BQE, and there and out down by John F. Kennedy Airport, the Loop, they call it, and over there on the New Jersey Turnpike. Yeah, you, slow down there, slow down and maybe pull off, and maybe you're just pulling off into a cafe, maybe you're pulling off for your morning coffee or lunch, early lunch, our brunch, or whatever you call it, and maybe you live in Westchester or someplace in Connecticut or New Jersey or even out there in Rhode Island where you, I know you hear us, on Long Island, and also upstate New York, over in Pennsylvania, in the outskirts of Philadelphia, you hear WBAI, a 90-mile radius, I hear Michael said this morning, and that reaches everywhere. I mean, if you think about it, if everybody had a radio in every household, and you turned it to one station right in the center of your dial, 99.5 FM analog, not digital, 99.5 FM WBAI, and it would be in the center that 28 million people could listen to WBAI at once and not be so, I don't know. How about being relative? Being a relative to a radio station that's been your relative. The other stations have been defining your reality for you. So it seems like we're always trying to be the alternative. Yeah, but the Native people, we can't be alternative. We are the Native people here. This is who we are. That's who you are. This is who we are. This is WBAI. This is First Voices Radio. And we are asking you now to look for that last book that we have in-house, in studio. It doesn't mean you stop pledging. It means you continue to pledge. 516-620-3602 on the honor system, right? The honor system says that you continue to, you are honoring yourself as well as the station, as well as community, as well as before concrete ever showed up. You're honoring what you can deal with on the concrete because there's more and more of it every day. 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. We are WBAI. We are First Voices Radio here since March 28th, full moon, 2002. So here we are, not in reaction, but proactively. Proactively as we always have been. We aren't reacting to anything. We're not going out there looking for sensationalism or, you know, we're just being everyday people. And I don't think you get that enough out there. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602 to pledge to this radio hour, First Voices Radio. Really, it's 9 to 10 regularly. And so now we are into special edition, special hour from 10 to 11 here every Thursday from 9 to 10. 2 hour special today to raise funds. The first hour is totally devoted to the book, The Inconvenient Indian, and Thomas King. As we interviewed him, we discussed, we communicated, we had a conversation. We talked about the ifs and ands or buts about everything. And we talked from as Indian to Indian, as human being to human being, as North American, as Turtle Islander to Turtle Islander, as human being to human being, as we all are. Not, we're not anything special. We've just been labeled Indians, but with a different viewpoint. And that's why I'm here at WBAI, because we offer different viewpoints. Alternative Indian. We're all but alternative Indians. WBA. I'm still trying to look up an acronym for that, Michael. WBAI. Mm. We don't beg at interviews. We're begging all the time. WBAI.org is who we are, and radio for the 99%.
That's for sure. First Voices Radio. Those of you who have made your calls and called up and gotten your contribution, made your contributions for the Inconvenient Indian, that is fantastic. You're calling more for than just getting the book, to support the station, to support the program, First Voices Radio. The host is Teokasin Ghost Horse. 516-620-3602. We have one copy left of The Inconvenient Indian. One more copy. You can call in and make your donation and support.
I wonder who's going to get that last copy.
One more copy.
212, oh no, that's the old number, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602, The Inconvenient Indian for $100, yours, if you call that number now, be the first to get it, the last, right? So The Curious Account of Native People in North America by Thomas King, it's plain spoken, and it could shock you, and also demystify you as often as it shocks you. So that's quite a book to read. And I go to it now and then and look to it, and it's like, oh, yeah, there's another perspective I didn't hear. You know, even with Mount Rushmore, about that being, you know, sacred to who? Everything but the Native people. Why is it? It's only sacred to Native people, but it's become a different kind of sacred to other people as a national icon.
Ah, there we go. Sorry. Yeah. I interrupted you. There we go.
Yeah.
That 13th and final copy.
Oh, okay. Gone. 13's a good number, folks.
Good number.
13's a good number. So good. So we're gone. We're out.
Thanks
almost.
To the publisher again for making that available.
Let me see who this is, because I want to make sure I know who these peoples are. It's put out by the University of Minnesota Press in Minneapolis. And
well done,
yes, thank you.
Thank you
so much, Liz, and to Loy, our editor, and to you, Michael G. Haskins, for being here as always for the last, I don't know how many years you've been here, but a long time. than I first when we were young men.
Yes.
We're not old men.
Not old men.
We're young still. We're young.
Absolutely.
I mean, comparatively, yes. You know, 90 is a new 30, right? So here we are. WBAI New York 99.5 FM. I must step out of the way and we'll see you probably next week or the following week and maybe back for the better, even more. I mean, I wouldn't say better, but a great premium for you as we continue this fundraising drive for 2016 in May. Thank you so much. This is Teoxin Ghost Tours out.
And you're in tune to radio station WBAI 99.5 FM New York.
WBAI New York at 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. While we have some programming coming your way in just a couple of minutes. So keep it right where it is at 99.5 FM WBAI. What you gonna do?
With less than 200 days left to the Obama administration, time is running out for Leonard Peltier and his hope for a presidential pardon. Join me, John Cain, on July 27th at 7 p.m. at the Brooklyn Commons for a screening of Warrior, The Life of Leonard Peltier, a film by Susie Baer. Come learn what has kept Leonard in prison for over 40 years and about the corruption of the U.S. judicial system, the FBI, and law enforcement as it relates to Native people, and learn what you can do to help. The screening of Warrior, The Life of Leonard Peltier, is free, but donations are welcome. That's July 27th, 7 p.m. at the Brooklyn Commons, 388 Atlantic Avenue, Brooklyn, New York.
Confused between the fear of an unknown enemy,
a terrorist attack,
and an ill-repressed thirst for revenge, Americans flatly accepted a war, the invasion of Afghanistan, that had already been planned to the smallest detail.
Our grief has turned to anger, and anger to resolution. Whether we bring our enemies to justice, or bring justice to our enemies, justice will be done.
Who really wanted the New York and Washington attacks? Who was truly responsible? The United States immediately accused
That was a clip from A New American Century. And folks, I'm Christine Blasdale joining you during a very important fund drive hour. We have, we're bringing back an incredible thank you gift that you had called in and overwhelmingly responded to, the Great Lies in History Pack. And this is one, just one of the DVDs that's featured in this incredible thank you gift that we're offering this hour. The New American Century is, I think, probably one of the most important documentaries that has come around in a long, long time. The filmmaker Massimo Mazzucco, I've had him on air before. He has put together all of these incredible DVDs, The New American Century being sort of, for me, one of the most important documentaries in the pack. But he has said that it's fine for you, the listener, if you get this pack, to make copies of this these DVDs to hand out freely. And I think that's really, really important in this time of, you know, wringing our hands and wondering, my goodness, the world is going so crazy. There's all these issues. What can we do? What can we do? The beauty of this DVD set, The Great Lies in History, is that there's something that you can actually do. And you can make copies of this after you watch them, of course. You can make copies of them and hand them out freely. It is a phenomenal set. The five DVDs that are included, of course, The New American Century that we're going to be playing clips from. Very, very important documentary. Also, The True History of Marijuana. Talks about the demonization of the weed plant and actually the health benefits, the amazing health properties of the marijuana plant, the cannabis plant. Also in this DVD set is the second Dallas, Who Killed RFK, riveting material. The documentary Cancer, the Forbidden Cures DVD, talking about alternative cancer treatments that are going on around the world. The Brzezinski method out of Houston. Also talking about Dr. Simoncini out of Italy with sodium bicarbonate. And also in this DVD set is a documentary that is just fantastic. It's called UFOs and the Military Elite. This is not about little green men. This is about the hundreds of thousands, the reports of unidentified flying objects, of these things, and the military response and the squashing of the stories and the cover-ups. And it's riveting material. Again, there's five DVDs in all in the Great Lies in History pack. Five DVDs available to you, the WBAI listener, for a $250 pledge. And because the filmmaker says you can make copies to hand out freely, you can make as many as you want. You can make 5,000 copies, and you pick your choice, you know, whatever you want to make the copies of. The New American Century, The True History of Marijuana, Cancer, The Forbidden Cures, UFOs and the Military Elite, The Second Dallas. You can make copies of all of those films and hand them out freely. You will be very popular on your block if you hand these out to your friends and family. $250 contribution, tax deductible, to WBAI. The number to call is 516-620-3602. And I'm going to be very frank with you. We are in emergency mode. I know you hear that, maybe a lot here at WBAI, but I am not going to sugarcoat it. We are in a very serious... We're talking... Yes, you could very well lose your station. That's why I'm here. That's why we're trying everything we can to appeal to you. That's why we're bringing you as much the greatest content that we can. That's why we are trying to appeal to your sense of community, that if the station goes away, not only are people's jobs going to be lost, people's livelihoods, it will devastate so many people on a personal level, on a family level, on a community level. But the radio station that you depend on to hear Amy Goodman, to hear these wonderful voices, the music that you tune in to, the news that you'll never get anywhere else. You know that. You know that WBAI is completely different than anything you've ever heard. Remember the first day that you tuned in? The first day that you heard a program on WBAI? It changed you forever, right? That's why you're hooked. Well, that can very easily go away. It's a real possibility. We don't want that to happen. So I'm trying to encourage as many of you to call in and pledge. If you want to pledge for the transmitter fund, that would be fantastic. You can pledge at any amount. If you want to get this 5-DVD set that you can make copies of, The Great Lies in History, it's a $250 contribution, tax deductible. And again, I'm calling out for an angel or an archangel. An angel is a $1,000 pledge to start us off on a matching game. Your $1,000 will turn into $2,000 just by you calling this number, 516-620-3602. How would you like to give WBAI $2,000? All you have to do is call up and pledge $1,000. And we're going to do a matching game right after that and see if we can match that money, that $1,000. If you're an archangel, $10,000. You will be my hero, my heroine. You will be my prince, my princess. You will be my love. Okay, you won't be my love, but you'll be very dear to me. $10,000 pledge. I was kidding, saying I will name my firstborn. I will not. I will name a teddy bear after you. How's that? 516-620-3602. That's the number to call. If you're an archangel, $10,000. I want to hear from you. You will make me jump with joy. Okay. Let's go back. We want to listen to A New American Century. This is part of the 5D. This is just one DVD, okay? Within the 5-DVD set, The Great Lies in History. If you listen to WBAI, you know, my friends, you've been lied to. Our parents have been lied to. Our grandparents have been lied to. Our great-grandparents have been lied to. But no one has been lied to more in the history of humanity than our generation. But I want you to hear the history of the lies. The great lies in history lie in the fact that the government lies to its people. Pourquoi? Por qué? Because they want to get their war on. You know what I'm saying? They want to get their war on because war is big money. This is the history of false flag operations. I want you to listen to this. If you think that the government would never, ever go to war unprovoked, would never, ever risk your baby's lives or your life to get their war on, listen to this. You can get this 5-DVD set, 516-620-3602. Listen now to A New American Century. It's part of the Great Lies in History pack.
In 1898, the United States went to war against Spain in order to take control of the Caribbean area. The pretext came from the sinking of the USS Maine, which was anchored near the Cuban island. The Spanish were immediately accused of the attack, even though they sternly denied any involvement in it. The images of the sunken vessel and those of the sailors' funerals were shown in the first movie theaters of the nation, thus generating a strong wave of indignation that allowed Theodore Roosevelt, then Secretary of the Navy, to start a war he had already prepared to the smallest detail. Only in 1980, almost a century later, would America recognize that the Spanish were not responsible for the attack. In 1941, it was the infamous Pearl Harbor attack to generate a wave of indignation large enough for President Roosevelt to declare war on Japan.
The facts of yesterday and today speak for themselves. With confidence in our armed forces, with the unbounding determination of our people, we will gain the inevitable triumph, so help us God.
Almost 3,000 sailors died in the surprise attack. History would later reveal that the administration knew of the attack in advance, but it did everything possible to delay the transfer of information to the Hawaiian port. This was confirmed by Admiral Kimmel, the port's commander who helplessly witnessed the massacre of his crews and the destruction of his vessels.
We needed one thing, which our own resources could not make available to us. That vital need was the information available in Washington from the intercepted dispatches, which told when and where Japan would probably strike. I did not get this information.
In 1964, the United States decided to officially declare war on North Vietnam. The war pretext came from the so-called Tonkin Gulf incident, in which North Vietnamese boats were accused of having launched torpedoes against the American destroyer Maddox. Then Secretary of Defense Robert McNamara immediately announced to the press the upcoming military action.
Immediately following the attack, U.S. representatives in Saigon met with representatives of the South Vietnamese government. They jointly agreed that joint retaliatory action was required. The President's approval of this action...
But McNamara, 40 years later, would openly confess that the attack on the Maddox never took place.
No, it was just confusion. And events afterwards showed that our judgment that we'd been attacked that day was wrong. It didn't happen.
In the meantime, more than 60,000 U.S. soldiers and over 3 million Vietnamese civilians lost their lives. In 1990, the situation between the United States and Iraq had grown tense, and the group of neoconservatives around President Bush convinced him it was time to attack Saddam Hussein. The U.S. secretly informed Saddam that they had nothing against him taking over the oil fields of Kuwait, a territory the Iraqi dictator had always claimed as his own. Saddam took the bait, and Iraq invaded Kuwait.
Tonight, the first pictures of the Iraqi invasion of Kuwait.
At that point, Dick Cheney, who was then Secretary of Defense, gave Saudi Arabia some satellite photos in which 250,000 Iraqi soldiers could be seen amassing behind the Kuwaiti border. Fearing an invasion, the Saudis granted the U.S. the extraordinary permission to establish military bases on the territory. At the same time, the worldwide media launched a heavy campaign against Saddam, who was accused of having used lethal gas against his own people. No mention was made to the fact that the gas had been sold to Saddam by the United States, which then stood silent during the massacre, even though they were perfectly aware of it. The media campaign against the Iraqi dictator reached its peak with this touching testimony from a young Kuwaiti nurse, who described to the world the atrocities committed by the Iraqi soldiers in her invaded country.
While I was there, I saw the Iraqi soldiers come into the hospital with guns. They took the babies out of the incubators. Took the incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
The news shocked the entire world, and from that moment, no one had a word to say about the American bombing of Iraq. 10 years later, some journalists stumbled onto a set of satellite photographs taken by the Russians over the same desert in the same days.
It's what it didn't show that was more important. What you would have expected to have seen were tanks on the border. There were none that we could that could be seen. There was nothing behind the border that could have supported that kind of number of troops and tanks.
The same pictures that showed the Iraqi tanks in Kuwait City also showed that there was absolutely nothing behind the Saudi border. Not a tank, not a vehicle, not a single man. At the same time, the nurse who had brought to tears the entire world turned out to be the daughter of the Kuwaiti ambassador in Washington. She had faked the entire incubator story after having been professionally trained by one of the most important advertising agencies in Washington, Hill & Knowlton.
She faked the whole thing. She testified in front of the entire world about how evil Saddam's soldiers were taking the babies out of the incubators and throwing them on the cold, hard floor to die. She should have won an award for that. We went to war over that lie. Just like the lie about the mushroom cloud. We raised so much craziness about Saddam gassing his own people. How horrific. We forgot to tell you. We sold him the gas. Do you see? Do you see how we've been lied to? In order for these crazy killers, for these money makers to get their war on, to make not millions of dollars, honey, not even billions of dollars. We're talking trillions of dollars. And where do you think those dollars come from? They borrow that money from these insane banks that are so excited when there's war. Do you know banks make a lot of money when there's war? Because they charge insane interest, and it's such large amounts of money. But they charge you, the taxpayer. Do you see how sick this is? They rake in trillions of dollars to bomb and kill innocent people that did nothing to us. All the while, the banks make out, the military contractors make out, Halliburton makes out, and we, the taxpayers, get pummeled. Then we send our sons and daughters to go fight a war for what? Empire, oil, gas, the poppy fields of Afghanistan. Heroin's really cheap right now. Yeah, the Taliban had that under control. But now, heroin flows freely. Do you understand? Do I need to tell you more? Maybe I do. The number to call to support this content, to get a hold of this documentary, it's one of five in the Great Lies in History pack. You need to know exactly what they've been lying to you about. How else are you going to make decisions for you and your family, for your future? How else are you going to stop them when they come up with another harebrained idea? 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Do you remember not too long ago that Condoleezza Rice and Rumsfeld and Cheney and Bush, that whole mantra, mushroom cloud, mushroom cloud. Saddam has a mushroom cloud. They ramped that up so much after 9/11 when we were still shocked and awed from 9/11. They associated Saddam Hussein with 9/11 so much that before the invasion, or the absolute shock and awe and destruction of Iraq, over 70% of Americans believed that Saddam Hussein had something to do with 9/11. That's the power of propaganda. That's the power of the corporate media. The corporate media that you pay every month with your cable bill, the corporate media that is the message multiplier for these killers and multimillionaires who want to get the war on, they lie to you. You pay them to lie to you. I'm asking you to call us up to get the truth. The truth shall set you free, right? The Great Lies in History pack, it's a five DVD set. All five DVDs you can make copies of. The New American Century is just one of the five in there. You're going to find out how you've been lied to about cancer, marijuana, the wars, UFOs, RFK, Robert Kennedy. It wasn't a lone gunman. Come on now. You've listened to WBAI long enough. Get this information. Share it with others. The filmmaker says you can make as many copies of these films as you like. There's five DVDs. You can make multiple copies. $250 contribution, 516-620-3602. When you call that number, say, I want the Great Lies of History pack for a $250 contribution. You could put it on your credit card. You can make payment arrangements, 516-620-3602. And we have some time in this hour. I would love to get a pledge of $1,000 or $10,000 to have a matching pledge little game going on. That would be fantastic. You can call up and start us off. Are you someone who can pledge $1,000? How am I going to get you to pledge $1,000? I think I have to tell you the importance of this radio station. Do you know that your donations make this station able to transmit such important information, such life-changing information, that if it goes away, you're basically stifling, not only stifling the truth, you're killing the truth. I'm going to play a clip from the New American Century. It's about 3.5 minutes. Again, for those of you who think that the powers that be, and it doesn't, do not fool yourself. It doesn't matter if they have a red jacket on or a blue jacket on. It doesn't matter if it's a Republican in the office or a Democrat. These cats all work for the same interests. It's kabuki theater that there's like social, oh, we're against this and you're against that. Oh, we're for this and we're for that. It's kabuki theater. And once you realize that, once your eyes really truly become open, then you become a critical thinker, and then we can make some changes. This clip talks about a really nifty little plan that they had. It's all out there. It's not a conspiracy theory. Darlings, Google it. Operation Northwoods. This was conceived. It should be in some Dr. Evil lair underneath a volcano somewhere. Okay? These are the brilliant military minds of our last generation. In the 60s, they thought of this. I want you to listen to this clip. And if you think, if you still don't think that WBAI is worth supporting after this clip, then there's no hope for you, my friend. Then you can go right back to sleep. 516-620-3602. Call us up and support us. $250 gets you the 5-DVD set, the Great Lies in History pack. This is the New American Century, just one of those 5 DVDs. Call now. 516-620-3602. Listen to this. Operation Northwoods.
Besides the historic cases, there are also many plans of deception that, for one reason or another, were never used in the real world. One of them is called Operation Northwoods, a 1962 CIA secret plan that was declassified a few years ago. At that time, the United States was trying to regain control of Cuba, which had been lost to Fidel Castro's revolution 3 years before. Under the subject, Justifications for a Military Intervention in Cuba, we can read the following proposals. We could blow up a U.S. ship in Guantanamo Bay and blame Cuba. We could blow up a drone, unmanned vessel anywhere in the Cuban waters. We could arrange to cause such incident in the vicinity of Havana or Santiago as a spectacular result of a Cuban attack from the air or sea or both. The U.S. could follow up with an air-sea rescue operation covered by U.S. fighters to evacuate remaining members of the non-existent crew. Casualties lists in U.S. newspapers would cause a helpful wave of national indignation. We could develop a communist Cuban terror campaign in the Miami area, in other Florida cities, and even Washington. We could sink a boatload of Cubans en route to Florida, real or simulated. We could foster attempts on lives of Cuban refugees, even to the extent of wounding, in instances to be widely publicized. Hijacking attempts against civil air and surface craft should appear to continue as harassing measures condoned by the government of Cuba. And then there was this interesting idea. It is possible to create an incident which will demonstrate convincingly that a Cuban aircraft has attacked and shot down a chartered civil airliner en route from the United States to Jamaica, Guatemala, Panama, or Venezuela. An aircraft at Eglin Air Force Base would be painted and numbered as an exact duplicate for a civil registered aircraft belonging to a CIA proprietary organization in the Miami area. At a designated time, that duplicate will be substituted for the actual civil aircraft and would be loaded with the selected passengers, all boarded under carefully prepared aliases. The actual registered aircraft would be converted to a drone. Takeoff times of the drone aircraft and the actual aircraft would be scheduled to allow a rendezvous south of Florida. From the rendezvous point, the passenger carrying aircraft will descend to minimum altitude and go directly into an auxiliary field at Eglin Air Force Base, where arrangements will have been made to evacuate the passengers and return the aircraft to its original status. What happens to those passengers is not clear. The drone aircraft, meanwhile, will continue to fly the filed flight plan. When over Cuba, the drone would be transmitting on the international distress frequency a Mayday message stating it is under attack by Cuban MiG aircraft. The transmission will be interrupted by the destruction of the aircraft, which would be triggered by a radio signal. Since also Flight American 77 disappeared from the radar screens before reappearing in the Pentagon area, could something similar have happened with the plane that hit the Pentagon as well?
That was a clip from A New American Century. It's actually narrated by Joseph Culp. That documentary is part of 5 DVDs in the Great Lies in History pack. That is available to you for a $250 contribution. Call right now, 516-620-3602. You can put it on your credit card. There are phone answerers waiting right now. You can make copies of all of these documentaries, all 5 DVDs. So it's not like 5, it's like 500 or 5,000 or 50,000. $250 is what it takes to get all 5 DVDs, the Great Lies in History pack, 516-620-3602. You heard it right there. It was recently declassified. Operation Northwoods. Are you kidding me? That they had this was conceived, like I said, it should have been in an underground lair lab with Dr. Strangelove. In 1962, they came up with all these brilliant, well, we could blow up a U.S. ship. Oh, wait, blow up a U.S. ship and blame it on Cuba. But there's human beings on that ship. There's sons and daughters of American citizens on that ship. Well, never mind that. We could blow it up and we could blame Cuba, see, so we could get our war on. Or we could do a terror campaign in Florida. We could develop a terror campaign in Florida and blame it on Cuba? But that's not right. You can't risk lives and treasury, all those millions of dollars and all those weapons that'll be, you can't do that. They actually thought this little thing up in 1962. This documentary is so very important. I would love to see this in every high school, every college. The Great Lies in History 5 DVD set. It features the New American Century. We're playing clips from this. Please, folks, give us a call right now. You're going to find out in this documentary, you're going to find out in all of these DVDs that we have been lied to so many times. We have been lied to so many times that I swear when these guys in the coats from Washington, when they start talking on the news, I have now a detector. You know what I'm saying? I have a detector now that when I watch them and I hear them say things, I already know when they say and they have certain language, they say certain things. I'm like, that's a lie. That's a lie. I know what they're after. We see it happening, the saber rattling with Iran. We see it happening with Syria. We see it happening. You know, Iran is completely, basically, surrounded by us now that we've got Afghanistan and Iraq. Please, folks, call us right now. Support WBAI in a very critical time. If you do not pledge, we go away. It's very simple. This goes away. The analysis goes away. The person in the back saying, wait a second, I have a question. Why did that Kuwaiti ambassador's daughter lie? Why was she saying she was a nurse when she wasn't a nurse? Why did she lead us all to war? Why did you lie, sir, about weapons of mass destruction? Why did you lie about the mushroom cloud? That's what WBAI is about. We need to keep this institution alive, but we can only do it through your pledges. 516-620-3602. I need an angel out there. I know you're there. I know you're sitting in your car or riding the subway, your wings are all folded because it's kind of uncomfortable driving with your wings all out. And you can pledge easily $1,000 or $5,000. Or dare I say, you're a very rich angel and you can pledge $10,000. I need you right now to call up and support the station or it goes away. That's why I'm here. I'm normally in Los Angeles. I'm here in New York to try and raise as much money because this station means so much to so many people. And if it goes away, you can't write a check big enough to get it back, honey. You cannot write a check big enough to bring back WBAI if it goes off the air forever. 516-620-3602. Pledge at the $250 level, you get the 5-DVD set, The Great Lies in History. Pledge at the $1,000 level, you can take a bunch of these if you want. You can take a bunch of them home. Or if you can pledge at the $5,000 level, I need you right now. We want to go back and play another clip from The New American Century. If we can get a few more callers, that would be great. 516-620-3602. Let's listen now to more from A New American Century.
The United States immediately accused bin Laden, who at the time was in Afghanistan, and requested the Taliban to hand him over.
I want him held. I want justice. And there's an old poster out west, as I recall, that said, wanted, dead or alive.
Bin Laden declared that he had nothing to do with the attacks. From Afghanistan, he said, it would have been impossible for him to organize such a complex and sophisticated operation. And a few days later, he added, there exists a government within the government of the United States. That secret government must be asked as to whom carried out these attacks. The U.S. should trace the perpetrators of those attacks to these persons who want to make the present century one of their own control, who want to enslave other countries. The Taliban responded that they would hand over the Saudi Sheikh after the United States had shown the world the evidence that he was responsible for the attacks. But this never happened, and 3 weeks later, the United States attacked Afghanistan at the head of an international coalition. After removing the Taliban from power, a temporary government was put in place. It was headed by Hamid Karzai, an Afghan living in America who had previously worked as a consultant for UNICAL. In the meantime, the world media spread the mythology of the rebel hidden in highly sophisticated self-powered caves with air conditioning and ammunition stacks. But in reality, bin Laden was nowhere to be found. Instead of increasing the pressure, 3 months later, President Bush shocked the world by suddenly announcing that bin Laden had become irrelevant.
And, you know, again, I don't know where he is. I repeat what I said. I truly am not that concerned about him.
In the meantime, the deal between Afghanistan, Turkmenistan, and Pakistan for the pipeline to the Indian Ocean had been signed, exactly at the conditions posed by UNICAL 4 years before.
If you map the pipeline, proposed pipeline route across to Afghanistan, and you look at our bases, matches perfectly. Our bases are there to solve a problem that Taliban could not solve. Taliban couldn't provide security in that part of Afghanistan. Well, now that's where our bases are.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam Saddam Saddam
Saddam
Saddam Saddam Saddam
Saddam Saddam
Saddam
Saddam
Saddam
Saddam Hussein.
Iraq continues to flaunt its hostility toward America and to support terror. The Iraqi regime has plotted to develop anthrax and nerve gas and nuclear weapons for over a decade. This is a regime that has something to hide from the civilized world.
His regime has the design for a nuclear weapon, was working
busy
on...
in terms of the actual weapons that they've been producing. They've been busy in terms of expanding...
recently was discovered seeking significant quantities of uranium from Africa.
Institutional capability to produce additional weapons.
Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
Busy in terms of expanding their capability.
They have weapons of mass destruction. Any country on the face
of those weapons, year after year after year,
knows that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction.
Readiness of purpose, that they're purposeful about what they're doing.
C'est ça qui est inquiétant, de voir avec quelle facilité.
The disturbing thing is to see how well-organized and repetitive propaganda, driving the point home into people's minds, can be so effective.
C'est efficace.
We cannot wait for the final proof, the smoking gun, that could come in the form of a mushroom cloud.
How much longer are we willing to put up with Iraq's non-compliance before we, as a council, we as the United Nations say, enough?
From the beginning, it was clear that the Iraqi invasion would be about anything but bringing a true democracy in that country.
We just pulled out here yesterday just to come out and help protect the oil line.
In a tank?
In a tank.
That was a clip from the New American Century, one of five DVDs in the Great Lies in History, five DVD set, yours for a contribution, a tax-deductible contribution to WBAI for $250. You get all five DVDs, the New American Century, the true history of marijuana. You will find out so much about the hemp plant, about the amazing properties of the hemp plant, everything from paper to clothing to oil. Yes, oil. Also, the medical, wonderful medical qualities of the hemp plant of cannabis. You also get Cancer, the Forbidden Cures DVD, UFOs and the Military Elite, and the Second Dallas, Who Killed RFK. These five DVDs go into great detail about the great lies that have been repeated over and over and over again. Because if you listen to George W. Bush, and you listen to Donald Rumsfeld, you'll find out that it's the same mantra over and over and over again. It's repeated over and over again, and the corporate media is much too eager to oblige and to allow those voices to do that mantra over and over again. The lies that get us into war are the lies that not only destroy lives, destroy the treasury, but destroy the future for so many generations. And that is the importance of WBAI. I am looking for you, the listener, to support this amazing institution. There is nowhere else you're going to hear this. Fox is not going to cover it. CNN is not going to tell you, oh, by the way, the government's lying to you. They've been lying to you for a long time, and they're still lying to you. They're not going to say that. Never. But we here at WBAI, yes, we're going to tell you that the emperor is butt naked. That's it. It may not feel good. It may not sound good. But when you get this information in the five DVD set and you find out how you've been lied to for so long, I hope that it makes a change in the world. I hope it gives you some ideas that the lies can't continue anymore, and it's going to educate you so that when the lies keep coming out, that you are smarter and you can stop that. The number to call to support WBAI is 516-620-3602. This five DVD set, the filmmaker says you can make as many copies of all of these documentaries, all five of these DVDs. You can make as many copies of them as you like. You can burn until it hurts. 516-620-3602. A $250 tax-deductible contribution gets you all five of those DVDs. We're playing clips specifically from the New American Century because I think it's such a powerful documentary. The ramifications of going to war, not only in Afghanistan and Iraq, are huge and monumental. Look at the cuts that have had to been made. Look at your own situation. That has the financial difficulties that have happened since these wars have begun, and they're not ending, they're continual. The history of the lies and the wars that we have fought. You heard also in a clip earlier Robert McNamara, that gentleman, talking about with the Gulf of Tonkin incident. I mean, Vietnam, there are still veterans that are on the street today. If they haven't completely died from being insane or drug addiction or broken hearts, I don't know. But they're still affected. McNamara later said, our judgment was wrong on that day. It never happened. So you're telling me, Mr. McNamara, Mr. Military Man, that 60,000 U.S. soldiers died? Hundreds, if not thousands, 100,000 were injured, physically injured, but emotionally and mentally and spiritually completely broken, addicted on all kinds of drugs. 3 million Vietnamese civilians died. 3 million people. Wrap your head around that number. 3 million. Can you imagine 3 million of anything? 3 million fish, 3 million cows, 3 million balloons. 3 million human beings who were sons or daughters or wives or husbands or babies of people. 3 million were killed. For what? A lie. It never happened. The Gulf of Tonkin never happened. War is big business. It's a racket, as Smedley Butler once said. Smedley Butler knew very well. He was sent all around the world, all around the globe, to go after countries militarily, use the military to go into these other countries, to go to the Dominican Republic, to go to all of these smaller countries, to take over the resources for multinational corporations, for gas, for oil, for sugar, for fruit. That's what the military-industrial complex is. The Great Lies in History is a wonderful educator about these lies. I want you to get this. I want you to share it. That's why the filmmaker says you can make copies of it. Be proactive. Don't just sit on your hands and say there's nothing we can do. The world is messed up. That's it. Be proactive and call right now. If you're someone who depends on WBAI, this is a critical time. There is no other time to pledge. Don't think you're going to do it tomorrow or next week or next month. Do it right now, because it is a very serious time. We need your donations so much right now. $250, you'll get 5 DVDs in all. If you don't want a thank you gift, you can call up 516-620-3602 and just pledge whatever you can. If you can pledge at the $1,000 level, I need you right now. I need you like never before. A $1,000 pledge or a $5,000 pledge would go so far and help us out so very much, so that we can continue to bring this information to you. Maybe many of you, before you listened to this hour, you didn't know that you were lied to. You didn't know about Project Operation Northwoods. How in 1962 they wanted to get a war on with Cuba so bad that they were willing to kill American citizens to create enough indignation so we could go to war with Cuba. Thankfully, it never happened. But there are other things that have happened. They wanted to create a terror campaign in Florida. Excuse me? I thought you were against terror. The war on terror. Why are you creating terror? That's it. The number to call, 516-620-3602. Yes, we've been lied to for many years. Yes, you deserve to know what those lies are, so you can be well educated and you can stop some of these crazy plans that I'm sure are being hatched up in some underground evil lair as we speak. 516-620-3602. $250 gets you the Great Lies in History 5 DVD set. We want to play more from A New American Century. It's just one of the 5 DVDs. Again, if you are not familiar with The Great Lies in History, the 5 DVD set, you get The New American Century, The True History of Marijuana, Cancer, The Forbidden Cures, talking about alternative cancer treatments that are not funded, that are ridiculed, that are not covered by the health insurance monopoly. Also, you get UFOs and the Military Elite, The Second Dallas, Who Killed RFK, and all of those DVDs, all 5, you can make as many copies of as you like. So you can be proactive. You can get out there and hand these out to your family and friends. Again, 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. So you might be saying, well, Christine, why do they lie to us? Why? I could boil it down to 2 words. Greed and power. It all has to do with money, honey, but greed and power are 2 things that some individuals, not me, not Reggie sitting here at the board, not you, not the lady that serves lunch at the school, but there are some people who are so greedy and want power so badly that human life means nothing. That's right. Sounds crazy to me, but there are some cats out there that's their thing, and they don't care how many lives it costs, as long as the money in the bank is going up, as long as their stock is going up, and as long as they're getting more power. I want you to listen to this clip and ask yourself, do you remember when the initial invasion insanity of Iraq happened? Do you remember that they said, we need to send $20 billion in cash to Iraq to rebuild it? So we spend all these billions of dollars destroying the country and with your money, tax dollars. Thank you very much. Then we need to rebuild it. But we need cash. Listen to this clip. This is from the New American Century. It is insane, but it is the truth, and you deserve the truth. Call now, support this. Come on, folks, 516-620-3602. I need a $1,000 pledge or a $5,000 pledge, but you can pledge $250 and get the 5-DVD set, The Great Lies in History, 516-620-3602. Remember that number, $20 billion.
In the meantime, the Bush administration convinced Congress to approve the extraordinary printing of $20 billion in cash to be used for the reconstruction of Iraq.
We will help them to restore basic services, such as electricity and water, and to build new schools, roads, and medical clinics.
360 tons of $100 bills were physically transported to Iraq in single packages worth a few million dollars each. As soon as they arrived, the packages were stacked in the basement of Saddam's former residence. The money was officially under the responsibility of the International Coalition, but it was in fact the Pentagon that handled and controlled it in the person of the so-called American proconsul, Paul Bremer. As soon as Bremer took charge of Baghdad, he declared Iraq a territory where the Iraqi law was no longer valid, but he didn't put it under the American law either. This created a vacuum of power in which the only law became the law of survival.
So American law was suspended, Iraqi law was suspended, and Iraq basically became a free fraud zone. In a free fraud zone, you can steal anything you like. And that was what they did.
Any American company that came up with a project was immediately financed, with no questions asked, and sometimes even without signing a receipt.
$2 million was due on the 1st of August. We went down to the vault, got the $2 million in crisp new $100 bills. They were shrink-wrapped in $100,000 amounts. We called the representative of Custer Battles and said, come on up and get your payment, bring a gunny sack. We've got your money ready for you.
Yet the only companies allowed to participate in the no-bid contracts were Halliburton and its subsidiaries, which ended up getting the entire share of the pie.
When the vice president is your former CEO, you're going to get the access that other people don't.
But this isn't all. All the money literally disappeared in a couple of months, without a single school, hospital, or bridge ever being built. This generated a monstrous paradox in which the same people who had just been destroying the country, the Vice President and the Secretary of Defense, were now managing and assigning the money for the reconstruction.
It is reportedly not a coincidence that Vice President Dick Cheney's old company got a huge contract to help rebuild Iraq. Time magazine said it has gotten a hold of a Pentagon email saying Cheney's office coordinated Halliburton's multi-billion dollar deal.
The contract with Halliburton was based on the so-called cost-plus formula, in which the company is reimbursed for all expenses incurred, and on top receives a profit that is proportional to such expenses.
A cost-plus arrangement that critics say leaves little incentive to save. The more taxpayer dollars Halliburton spends, the more Halliburton makes.
The place that they chose for orientation in Kuwait was a huge resort set right on the ocean. Had, I think, three swimming pools.
Marble floors, mahogany woodwork. It's just beautiful. You could go and rent wave runners and go out and play in the water.
I was told this, don't question it, enjoy it.
It was so lavish. Rows of vegetable platters, beef platters, fish platter.
We had a maid over there compared to the military.
mean, those guys were living in tents and we had air-conditioned private hooches.
The soldiers are sleeping on these little cots out in the middle of the desert. While these KBR executives are driving these $40,000 vehicles.
This secretary lives in this complex, eats her meals in this complex, has her laundry delivered to her, has no reason to go anywhere at any time, but has a brand new top-of-the-line Ford or Chevy pickup with everything imaginable on it that you could put on it.
Chrome rims and leather interior and CD players and all these extra amenities that, you know, you don't really need in wartime.
Why do they need an H2 Hummer? Why do they have Cadillac Escalades in Iraq for Halliburton managers? What is the purpose?
Cost Plus encourages you to run up the cost of a program because you are going to get a percentage of the end result.
Halliburton's stock has quadrupled in value since the war began, and taxpayers are being ripped off.
In order to truly inflate the costs, however, sleeping in luxury hotels is not enough. You have to waste, destroy, throw away everything possible to then reorder everything anew.
They got the wrong equipment, ordered the wrong stuff, computers still in boxes, new vehicles. They push them out in what they called burn pits. And they just set it on fire, claim it as a loss, get more money for the right equipment or the right stuff they needed.
You got brand new trucks over there, and there's not even oil filters. So when the motor blows, what do? Buy a new truck and build the government.
$75,000 truck, they wouldn't even have a spare tire to feed it. And we had to blow it up. And they didn't care Halliburton didn't because the government's paying for it.
That was a clip from A New American Century, part of the 5-DVD set for a $250 contribution, 5 DVDs in all, The Great Lies in History Pack. Folks, give us a call. We have a few minutes left. We need to get as many of you on the phone as possible. 516-620-3602. You heard in that clip about the $20 billion in cash? Why do you need cash? If Halliburton's doing services, or, you know, a subsidiary of Halliburton's doing services, can't you bill the government? I mean, and they say the government pays. It's you and me who are paying. The government, there's nobody called, you know, Mr. Government or Mrs. Government. It's us. $20 billion in cash. And another thing that this documentary also talks about, too, is that before 9-11, too, the day before 9-11, Donald Rumsfeld goes and does a press conference and announces that, oh, by the way, the Pentagon can't keep track of $2.3 trillion. Excuse me? $2.3 trillion is missing from the Pentagon? And you just did a little quick press conference on that, and there isn't wall-to-wall coverage on that. Oh, that's right. The next day, boom, 9-11. Completely wiped off, down the rabbit hole. Nobody talks about it ever again. Pacifica talks about it. Pacifica reminds you about it. Pacifica talks about the $20 billion, the trillions of dollars that have been spent on these insane, useless wars. The number to call to support this is 516-620-3602. Learn about Operation Northwoods. Learn about the false flag operations. Learn about the lies of Vietnam. Learn so that we don't have to repeat these insane wars ever, ever again. 516-620-3602. I could use a pledge right now of $1,000 or $5,000 if you believe in this radio station. And I'm very, very serious. The bat signal is going up. This station is in dire need. It is very, very close to not being on the air ever again. And it's gone. If it goes, it's gone. It's completely gone. You cannot bring it back. You cannot resuscitate it. You cannot give it mouth to mouth. You can't do CPR. You can't write a big fat check after the fact. We are teetering on the edge. Dare I say, we've already been pushed over the edge. I gotta call you out. I gotta ask for my angels out there. Please Call right now, 516-620-3602. Pledge $1,000 if you can. If you want four of these Great Lies in History packs, if you want goodies, fine, we'll send you the presents. But the real present, the real gift is WBAI and all of these amazing programmers, the staff that works for nothing, literally nothing. The volunteer programmers who come and for years have been delivering from their heart, from their spiritual wholeness to you, the public, because they love you. They want to make a good impression on the world. They want to change the world for the better. That's what this is about. But we're community sponsored. We're not brought to you by Halliburton. We're not brought to you by Boeing. We're not brought to you by Raytheon. We're not brought to you by anyone who drops a bomb or shoots somebody. That's deep. And right now, in this kind of insane matrix world that we live in, this 1984 Orwellian world that we woke up to, the people who are making money are the people who are killing and hurting people. I don't get it. The people who are trying to save lives, the people who are trying to right the wrongs of social injustice, people here at WBAI, we're teetering on the edge and almost ready to go off the air. That doesn't make sense to me. In a world where we're trying to do something good for our children, we say we love our children. We say we want to have a better world for our children. What are you doing? What are you doing to change that? Are you paying $100 a month for your cable bill so they can lie to you? So they can be message multipliers for the military-industrial complex? Or are you donating to WBAI? 516-620-3602. I have just a few minutes left. Dare I stay? I got less than a minute, right, Reggie? I got 30 seconds? 30 seconds. Okay, 516-620-3602. Where is my angel? Please do call. $1,000 pledge would be fantastic. A $5,000 pledge would be incredible. And remember, I'll name my teddy bear after that $10,000 pledge caller. 516-620-3602. It has been my pleasure being with you this hour. Please keep those calls coming in. It's really, really important. The 5-DVD set is yours. The Great Lies in History pack, $250 pledge by calling 516-620-3602. I'm Christine Blasdale. I want to thank Reggie, my dear friend, who's been here at the boards. Thank you so very much. And stay tuned for more Fun Drive programming coming your way right here on WBAI.
Join us August 13th for the Liquid Sound Lounge annual Summer Soulful House Music Boat Dance Party. Taking it to the waters with yours truly, DJ Jeannie Hopper on the decks, and guest Kim Lightfoot, as well as Jay Rodriguez live on sax and flute aboard the Cabana, East 23rd Street Marina off the East River in Manhattan. 11 p.m. boarding, departing at midnight, returning at 3 a.m. Proceeds go to support listener-sponsored, non-commercial, community radio, WBAI. For tickets and further information, go to brownpapertickets.com and search Liquid Sound Lounge. All aboard, August 13th.
Hey, this is Bernie Ledden. You're listening to WBAI, listener-supported radio in New York City.
On Sunday, July 24th at 11 p.m., Sugar My Bowl presents pianist, composer, bandleader, Jerry Allen. Join us as we discuss parts of Jerry Allen's career, pet projects, and upcoming events as we help keep this listener-supported experiment alive. That's Sunday, July 24th at 11 p.m., right here on WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web.
At any given moment, as many as 25 million Americans are struggling with post-traumatic stress disorder. We're now learning that our society may play a role in whether these people continue to suffer or get well. I'm Ben Starr with The Positive Mind. Join us on Tuesday, July 26th at 1 p.m. as we discuss these questions with journalist, filmmaker, Academy Award nominee, and New York Times bestselling author, Sebastian Younger. That's this Tuesday at 1 p.m., only on 99.5 FM, WBAI.
When I leave, you can remember I said with the last words on my lips that I am a revolutionary. And you're going to have to keep on saying that. You're going to have to say that I am a proletarian. I am
a revolutionary. The red, white, and blue spit on you.
And you're in tune to Rama Station, WBAI, 99.5 FM, New York. Fundraising time, make it 7 minutes after 3 o'clock. 516-620-3602, that's the number.
I'm not Captain America, too black, too strong, causing mass hysteria, trying to reach my freedom of speech, and expressing myself, torching the symbol of oppression. Let that be a lesson to those that want suppression of the truth, put on hold, the bold lose control, so they force obedience. Have you pledge allegiance to a piece of cloth? That's all the way I see it. Well, I'm going off berserk, cause the system work to jerk my people, the people all around the pig work. Tell me I'm wrong, though, that's my right in this writing, the Constitution. Yo, that's an illusion, huh? Suckers trying to change and rearrange. They say that I'm free, but they sure have a strange way of showing it. But I'm blowing the cover, the red, white, the blue, but the black for the brother. And I'm the lover of this flag, like many others take the same turn, like me, they yearn for the flag too. And drag it and rip it to shreds, cause I'm too black, too strong, too red, too dread. And I'm dreaded cause I make the pigs tremble when I burn a symbol. Yo, I'm quick and nimble like Jack, but I'm a black man attacking the flag. I keep my torch handy, I'm no Yankee Doodle Dandy, so just hand me a flag from the fastest and watch me burn that piece up to ashes. Cause the real meaning is what the masses must learn. That's why the red, white, and blue must burn, baby, burn.
Supposed to be the format, but I step on your flag like it's a floor mat. Maim and mangle, the star spangled. I'm not
mother in it. You gave me freedom of speech in the First Amendment. So why wanna scold me when I touch the flag? I'm only doing what you told me. You don't like it, so what? I'm not scared of you. Your flag, America too. See, I made up this new rule and I want y'all to learn it. Strike a match to the American flag and burn.
99 Cinco, List Alive. At exactly 12 minutes after 3 o'clock, it's time for you to pledge to keep this emergency situation called fundraising time, so that we can keep this station going, because we might lose it at any time because we don't have the finances to keep it going. This is why we're doing this summer fundraising. 516-620-3602 at the $1,000 level. At the $1,000 level, if you would be kind enough to donate $1,000 to WBAI to keep 99 Cinco alive,